right now it's not a possibility at all. Unfortunately, it became too long in the second lockdown for us to be able to keep on many of the staff. We used to have about 50 employees, and even with the furlough scheme, you know, we were very grateful that things like that existed and that allowed us to get through last year. But quite frankly, the costs involved with keeping on 50 staff when you're not even able to, you know, we're not like a restaurant that can do takeaway. You can't do takeaway carting, so we have zero revenue. And so just being able to sustain the costs of paying national insurance and PAYE and the other costs, the maintenance costs of the venue and insurance in the venue, we had to carry on paying all of that. So unfortunately, we had to make some redundancies. So we will need to look at whether we restaff the business or fundamentally just reinvent the business model, because we were designed as a venue that needed lots of people to come to it to make money. And even if we reopen and there are restrictions, that is very difficult for us still.
I mean, Butmore Park is incredibly famous, not just in Kent. I mean, it's famous across the whole country. It's where some of the biggest names in motorsport started their careers. Has anyone been in touch and said, well, I'll help you out? I mean, you see loads of people, don't you, on Twitter saying, well, why can't Lewis Hamilton put his hand in his pocket and things like that? I mean, I guess he's raced at a lot more circuits other than Butmore Park. But there is a lot of money in motorsport, and you kind of think, why can't that filter down to your level, where it really starts for an awful lot of drivers?
You're right, there is a lot of money in motorsport. It's a bit like football, though. It's all weighted at the top end, and so the grassroots and doesn't really see a huge amount of that. I mean, I do feel a little bit sorry for Lewis Hamilton. He has had a fair amount of traffic on his social media from our supporters. And you're right in saying that, you know, Lewis has been well known to come to Butmore when he was starting out in karting, but he also went to a number of other circuits. And so we're glad that he's associated with Butmore, but he actually did learn to kart at Rye House in Hertfordshire. That was the kind of place that he did. But, you know, unfortunately, no one of that ilk has kind of been in touch with us. You know, they've just started their Formula One season in Bahrain, and Lewis obviously won that race. But, you know, it is a bit of a shame that, you know, there are some drivers that have done very well from motorsport that perhaps could throw us a lifeline or be involved or even just raise some awareness for us. But unfortunately, at the moment, that hasn't happened.